latest team news from clubcall.com.
Well, a very warm welcome along to Friday's busy Newcastle bulletin. First up, Rafa Benitez has reacted to Mike Ashley's decision to formally put the club up for sale. A number of potential buyers, including financier Amanda Stavely, have signed non-disclosure agreements. Benitez, however, would not comment on the prospect of a new owner ahead of Saturday's Premier League game against Crystal Palace. He said, "My opinion is quite clear. We have to play against Crystal Palace this weekend. It doesn't affect me in any way. I was talking with Managing Director Lee Charnley, and he told me everyone was talking about that. He doesn't have much news. I don't have much interest in what happens in the next 2 or 3 months. I'm just focused on what we can do against Crystal Palace. There's nothing I can do at the moment." Moving on to some team news ahead of the clash with the Eagles, and few changes are expected from Benitez. Mikel Merino is pushing for a recall after dropping to the bench against Southampton last time out, while Paul Dummett is still injured, and Dwight Gayle has joined him on the sidelines with a minor calf problem. Masaido Haidara has returned to training following his own injury layoff, but isn't expected to feature in the game. Finally, United are one of several clubs currently tracking Greece under 21 midfielder Thanasis Androusos. According to Contra.gr, the Magpies sent a scout to the Camp Nou on Wednesday as Androusos' Olympiacos side went down 3-1 to Barcelona in Champions League Group D. The 20-year-old played the full 90 minutes as the Greek champions struggled to impose themselves on Barca, who were reduced to 10 men when Gerard Piqué was sent off before half-time. Everton, Cologne, Wolfsburg, Sampdoria, Atalanta and Villarreal are also understood to be following the midfielder's progress, who signed a new deal with the Piraeus club through to 2022 back in pre-season.